And joining me right now here on a Friday to go over the latest on the weekend Fisher Report and to talk about the Central Florida shootout, which continues this weekend. He's my good friend Damon with spacefish.com. Damon, how you doing today?
What is up, brother? Living the dream. How you doing, Mark?
Hey, I know you are. You are the man. And let's go to probably the best 7 minutes here in Central Florida. Time for the Fisher Report. The floor is yours, buddy.
Thanks, man. Thanks. I appreciate it. So we, as you know, like this weekend, and well, last weekend we were supposed to hold the Central Florida shootout, right? The North versus South tournament that we do, and we kind of did. So basically, we still had the captain's party on Friday night at Space Coast Harley-Davidson. I want to thank them for hosting that. That was awesome. It's a great venue. We got lucky with good weather, which is always a big part of it. And we ended up only fishing the inshore portion because the weather really kicked up as far as the wind. It was really, really windy on Saturday. So we postponed that till this Saturday. So we fished inshore. So we, you know, guys and gals went out fished inshore. We all, you know, those, the winners have already been picked. You can see all the winners on the website. We've announced them. And then this weekend, we're fishing the offshore portion on Saturday. So it's still going to, nothing changes as far as the format in the sense of, we're still going to have the weigh-in at Sunrise Marina at Port Canaveral, which is Grills, and we're also going to have the south weigh-in location at Captain Hiram's down in Sebastian. So you can still fish and weigh in at either one of those locations on Saturday, and then Sunday, back at Captain Hiram's down in Sebastian, we're going to do the actual award ceremony down there, and that's where we're going to give away the boat. So anybody that buys a ticket to fish the tournament, or you could just buy tickets to win the boat, it's either or. That's when we're going to pull it is Sunday down at Captain Hiram's. It's the last thing we do after we do the awards because it's the big crescendo on the event. So it's somebody,
nice.
Hopefully the winner is present because that's always really, really cool. So on that note, Mark, this weekend, it looks like it's going to be fishable to get offshore, which is great. So, and, you know, it's been a really, really windy last handful of days. So, you know, the seas are angry right now, but they should be laying down as we work our way into the weekend. It's not going to be perfectly calm, but it's, you know, it should be lighter winds and it should be absolutely fishable and people should be able to get out there and have a good time and catch some pretty good fish. And on that note, let's talk offshore because, man, offshore is where it's at right now. It's really, really going strong. Anybody that's – it almost seems like anybody that's making the run to the other side, which is the other side of the Gulf Stream, is getting it on some quality fish. There's some really – this past week there were really nice yellowfin tuna, some really nice dolphin, and even a few wahoo that were brought in. The dolphin fishing just in general off our coast, anywhere from like, we're getting reports, people catching them at 100 feet of water out to 250 feet of water. It's a pretty good fish too, some quality fish. So the dolphin bite seems to be on right now, which is exciting because it's been a little hit or miss in years past where it's kind of like, did the dolphin show up? Did they not show up? But I can definitely say, they're getting some fish out there. So it's a great species to target. The kingfish bite on the reef has been really, really good. You know, that's been really, really strong. And our bottom bite has been really good, too, particularly for amberjack. We call them AJs and grouper. And I have to point out, Captain Jim Ross mentioned, he said the cobia out on the reefs and wrecks right now off our coast is just, they're thick. They're really, really thick. He said, he used the term, we were cane poling them, which means that basically a cane pole is like a stick with a line on it, man. You just dip it in and pull it out. He goes, we had them behind the boat. They're following fish up that you're catching from the bottom, so have a pitch rod ready. And hopefully you can score a nice cobia. They have to be 33 inches at the fork to keep, but, man, they're such great fish to eat and so much fun to catch. So offshore is happening. It's popping right now. So if you can get out and go, get out and go. Our nearshore waters is the same, man. It's going off right now. A lot of good fishing going on, and it's only going to keep getting better as we move into the summer months. So right now there's snook, redfish, tarpon, big jacks, and we even have some really good reports of flounder being caught around the inlets too. Right now, which is always exciting when you get in and catch some flounder because they're such a great table fare to bring home and make a sandwich out of those things. The surf has been really, really hit or miss. It's been really weedy the past, I'm going to say 8 weeks now, but we did have a push of westerly winds and it kind of moved some stuff off. It didn't completely clear out the weeds, and now we have these east winds coming back as we move into the weekend, and I think, you know, that's the game that you play, unfortunately, this time of year with the weeds. But there were some whiting caught, some decent-sized whiting caught this past week. That was really the primary fish that we heard. But also what was cool, I mentioned flounder around the inlet. There was some flounder caught off the beach, which is always an exciting catch when you can catch some flounder off the beach. Fishing the first trough, like so that first dip, using like a fish finder rig with some small baits on it, mud minnows, little finger mullet, live shrimp, They love those types of live bait. So maybe you can get out there and get yourself a flounder on the surf if you're surf fishing this weekend. So the lagoons right now, this is the time of year it normally happens, but this is the time of year that the trout bite turns on. I was curious to see if it was going to happen because the water levels have been really low, but it doesn't seem to affect the trout because they've turned on. And the great way to target these fish is to start early, right? Because there's nothing cooler than throwing topwater lures and watching these fish just crush these topwater lures. And you'll catch all kinds of stuff throwing topwater lures. It's not just trout, but the trout particularly have been really, really good. And when I say topwater lure, I mean like a raffle, a skitter walk, using like a natural color. So anything in black or silver or pearl, because that actually imitates like a finger mullet. And that's what they're feeding on. And, man, they'll absolutely crush it. And as the sun starts to come up, you switch over to like soft plastics, like a gulp paddle tail shad is a great bait. And, you should be able to stay on the fish by doing that. This time of year, there's some big trout being caught too. But and those big trout love bigger live baits, like a little bit bigger mullet, pickfish, pinfish. But they are not easy to catch. They're super smart fish. They don't get that big, you know, by being dumb or easily fooled. They're usually up in pretty shallow water. And the best way to target those fish is to fish those little bit bigger live baits way, way away from the boat, as far as you can get them away from the boat, and just be patient. Just let them sit out there and do their thing, because those trout are going to watch them for a while, to see if they look funky before they go over there and investigate it. But they're having some really nice big gator, we call them gator trout, caught doing that here lately as well. And last but not least, Mark, I want to mention our freshwater fishery, because it's really, really good right now, too, in the spring months. Stick marsh, particularly, has been really good. It seems like there's a little less pressure on it, maybe with some people going back up north and other people obviously fishing headwaters too. But the key out there is finding the shad. If you find the shad, you're gonna get on the fish. So and they were catching them on everything, topwater lures, lipless crankbaits, stick worms. So, man, all those things. And, of course, any type of live shiners are a great way to go too. But our freshwater fishery is popping right now too, man. So this time of year, Mark, there's so much good stuff going on to fish for. I highly encourage, on a weekend like this coming up, get out and fish, man.
That is great, great stuff. Amazing insight from Damon with spacefish.com, and that is your weekend fish report. And at the beginning of that conversation he had with himself, let's just be the obvious here, you were talking about the Central Florida Shootout, so I just wanted to say that one more time. So it continues this weekend, right, for our listeners?
It does, Mark. Yeah, absolutely. It's so basically we're fishing the offshore portion this weekend, so there's still plenty of time to get an entry and to fish the tournament. So you can register online. That's a great way to do it at centralfloridashootout.com. You can do it at Strike Zone Fishing. In addition to, it's $50 to buy an entry to fish the tournament, but that ticket also goes into the drawing to win that really nice Avid Bay boat that we're going to give away on Sunday. So it doubles as an entry and an entry to win the boat. So we're going to fish offshore this week, and then this weekend on Saturday, with weigh-in locations at Sunrise Marina for the north location in Port Canaveral. So that basically drills. And then Captain Hiram's down at Sebastian is the south weigh-in. Depending on where you fish, you can weigh in at either one of those locations. And then what we'll do is on Sunday, we're going to do the awards at Captain Hiram's in Sebastian. And that's where we're going to give away all the prizes. And there's going to be huge raffles. Man, we have just unbelievable raffles. And then that's where we're going to do the drawing for the boat, too. So really looking forward. It's going to be a good, busy, fun weekend of fishing. So I'm looking forward to it, man.
That is really cool, man. We're here with Damon with spacefish.com. All right, you personally, you taking out the boat this weekend, or are you just going to be helping out with the shootout?
No, man. This time of year, I very rarely fish the tournaments anymore, just because with spacefish, I'm usually pretty involved in them. So it's kind of all hands on deck when it comes to tournament season. So I kind of get to live vicariously through the anglers that are weighing their fish, because I emcee a lot of these events, which I'll be helping to do that as well on Saturday and Sunday. So I get to see a lot of these fish as they come up on stage, which is pretty cool. That's a cool spot to be in. So unfortunately, not taking the boat out, but that's okay, because I'm going to get to see a lot of cool fish and have a couple cold beers and just have a fun weekend overall.
Well, that's cool, man. I hope you do. I know you told me off air for a second you enjoyed the Satellite Scorpions head football coach, Knock Robinson, who came on yesterday. What'd you like about it?
You know, I know Knox, right? So I just think that him getting that position and just hearing him articulate, you know, the team and, you know, his thoughts around landing the head coaching role and their plan and just, you know, Noah Knox and the way that how methodical he is and how smart he is, I'm telling you, you know, just being around, you know, I was fortunate enough to coach next to him for a couple seasons at Satellite. I coached the JV 2 years, two seasons ago, and then I got to help with the varsity last year. So I've witnessed Knox in action firsthand, and I have to say, like, I don't think they could have picked a better coach because he just – his primary focus is always the players. You know, and that's where his focus is developing these players to be the best they can.
Yeah.
Just not football players, Mark, but just like good men in the community, like raising good men. You know what I mean? And on top of that, he's a brilliant offensive coordinator. And I'm not just saying that. Like, I mean, if you have a son that plays offense, I mean, people would be crazy not to want their son to play for this guy. Like, it's going to, you know, he's going to put the ball in people's hands and people are going to do well. So I'm excited, man, to see where this season goes. I know that they lost a lot of seniors this year. And so they only have about 16 seniors or ish on the team. But they have a really great class right behind those guys. So I think it's going to be a competitive year. But it's going to be interesting to see how this year unfolds. But, man, I think there's a lot of really good stuff going on at Satellite around the beaches right now.
That is very well said. I like your enthusiasm. And don't worry, we'll have the spring game for Satellite and all the local area teams next week. And then fall camp is not that far from now. All right, before I let you go, should we go fishing this weekend?
Yes, the weather's going to cooperate, man. Get out and fish this weekend. You can just about get out and target anything that you want this weekend. So make it happen, Captain.
I like it. Damon, spacefish.com, thanks for your help, and good luck this weekend. All right, man?
Thanks, buddy. Yeah, man, appreciate it.